Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we're proceeding with a possible experiment with Marty Rosenblatt. Set something up in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. That's forum.theparacast.com. And we'll set things up there and make sure Marty is signed up as a member of our forums, and we'll work that out with him, where we'll try to see if we could possibly predict a future event with a reasonable degree of accuracy. As I said, we've tried remote viewing before back in 2009, and it succeeded. So if I sound skeptical, I am, but obviously it works from time to time, which is very important. Chris, you have some more questions from our listeners?
Yes, I do, Gene, and they all seem to have the same kind of bent. So we've asked a lot of questions, but down through the years, some famous people have made predictions from time to time. I have another question here from our German friend, Polterwurst, and he's wondering, people like Sir Alec Guinness and Anthony Hopkins have talked about their predictions coming true. Any other credible celebrity stories you know of? Do actors or people with unusual creative lives in general have better access to the future, or could these claims just be a misinterpretation or embellishment?
No, I wish I knew more about that. I'm not working with any celebrities, so I don't have any firsthand knowledge of that. My feeling is that they would not have any better or worse chance than anybody else. I think it's very much like any other skill. You know, anybody can learn how to play chopsticks on the piano, but how far you go in terms of developing that skill depends.
You're not going to be playing Chopin concertos anytime soon.
That's right. But you can get to a reasonably good level, and one where you will know you're doing okay if your intention is to do that and you hang out there to do probably as little as 20 or 30 sessions. You can get statistics to demonstrate for yourself that you have this capability. And then, just like musical talent, I think ARV talent and remote viewing talent is normally distributed. Those of you who are interested, you know, ought to find out whether or not you've got a good talent in this.
Yeah. Now, a lot of this started with government research, especially with remote viewing, and obviously the attention was there to use psychics allegedly to engage in spying, so we wouldn't have to have people risk life and limb going to other countries. Now, what's the government doing now? Do you know?
I do not know. What they say is they're no longer doing it.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
That's the official line.
That's the official line. There is, if you Google something like CIA remote viewing, Hal Putoff, he has a paper which summarizes a lot of their work at SRI that they did for the CIA, and they now indicate they were able to publish a lot of this because the government got out of it, and stuff's been unclassified. And that bothers me. I'd like to think that there are programs around where the government is, in fact, using it because they know better than most how well remote viewing works.
Well, you know they're using it in Russia and probably other countries because they've had a strong interest in these areas for years. You know, Marty, I almost had a psychic wife.
But almost?
Almost. She left before we met.
Oh, boy. That's ba-boom. Anyway, Chris, before we go on, you mentioned having some success with remote viewing early on. Let's have the specifics, okay?
Yeah, I took a workshop with Prudence and with a group of people. It was an afternoon workshop. It was just, you know, kind of an introductory thing. And basically she had a series of pictures, which she would not reveal to us, but she told us to draw. She gave us the instructions, the protocols of how to get yourself into that place. And I can't remember exactly what the picture was. I think it was like of a roiling mass of ants. And ew. I drew a bunch of dots, little circles everywhere. And the impression I got was looking at skin of like a dinosaur, looking at it very up close. And when I compared the picture to the photograph of the ants, I was amazed that I even got some of the movement of the ants, the way they were grouped together and stuff was fairly accurate. And that surprised me. I was actually quite taken aback by that. I can't explain how I was able to do that. I just followed her instructions, tried to keep my mind clear, and just started drawing the first thing that came to my mind, and that's what came to my mind. And it proved to me that there is something to this. And I would be very, very surprised if our government doesn't have probably very low key and out of the limelight, but some sort of program that is taking gifted people and attempting to develop these talents. For the purposes of all sorts of kinds of intelligence gathering and other tasking that you could see some talented person really coming through with some interesting results. So it wouldn't surprise me in the least if we had a functioning remote viewing team right now. I know that there were rumors that they were looking for Osama bin Laden, for instance, with remote viewers. Of course, it took him a long time. He probably died in 2002 in Tora Bora, but don't tell anybody.
So basically, when they killed him, they didn't kill him. They simply said they did.
Yeah, the one that they got in Pakistan was probably a double. I mean, that's, of course, the conspiracy theories. But, you know, looking for someone like bin Laden, looking for hijackers, looking for ISIS commanders, that sort of thing. I think that they would, if at all possible, exhaust all means to locate some of these nefarious characters out there. What do you think, Marty?
I'm absolutely 100% with you. I hope they have one. I believe they have one, because if they don't, the government's even stupider than I think they are sometimes.
Tell us how you really feel about your government.
Well, you know, right now, we all have our little problems with the government right now. Yeah. I want to follow up, though, if you guys don't mind, because what you talked about in remote viewing and making a comparison with a picture may be exactly how we ought to do it with your audience. Because in associative remote viewing, there's something called self-judging. Imagine if people in your audience were given directions just exactly like you were. In fact, you could even give them the directions to just get quiet and describe what they're going to see after the playoff for the College Mad Madness basketball, okay? So right after that game, you're going to show them a picture on a website, your website, my website. You know, we come up with the website. They are going to do their transcripts.
Now.
Then, and this is right, no. Yeah, yeah, on a show. We're going to do a show, and we're going to take them ahead of time, a week before or whatever, ahead of time. They're going to do their transcript with the tasking to describe and sketch a picture they're going to see in the future. Now, just like you then made a good comparison with one picture, which is the way we always start out with remote viewing. Now imagine if they were supposed to judge against two pictures. One would be, we could probably do over under rather than team A, team B. One picture would be for over 190 points, whatever the odds makers are going to give for that. The other would be for under 190 points. And there would be two pictures. And all of your viewers would then independently do the judging on their own transcripts, and they would then send in, did they think it was picture one or picture two?
Let's go into more of this in our next segment, setting up an experiment for members of our forums at forum.paracast.com. We have Marty Rosenblatt with us, and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we'll tell you in our next segment exactly what we're planning, or a closer picture of what we're planning with our test with Marty Rosenblatt. But right now, I wanted to focus, Marty, on something that we touched earlier in the show, and that is training people to become adept. at these various skills. So the thing I'm going to ask you first is, are people born with this ability and we just have to tap it? Or is it something that in every case it's developed through training?
No, my belief and all the evidence shows that this is a natural talent you're born with. We have people who have never done this, and right out of the box, they will do great. In fact, that's actually called a type of beginner's luck, and that works in this field as well, where they'll have a bunch of really good sessions. Others won't. And then over time, they, in fact, will start doing better and better. So it definitely is a natural talent. Sometimes it gets turned off. I think parents can do that to you, or friends if they think it's weird, that sort of thing. In terms of the training, this is kind of a heavy question, because it's rather controversial in the field about whether remote viewing itself can be, quote, trained, and can you get better and better at it. And I think the general consensus is you can get better and better up to a certain level, and nobody knows what that level is. My feeling is it's much higher than we give ourselves generally credit for. But the only way to find out is to basically do it. And the associative remote viewing approach that we take, where you get turnaround within days, generally our people are doing 2-3 predictions per week, so you get that many turnarounds per week, you build up the statistics, and you can kind of modify what you're doing and watch how your hit rate progresses. So we give them charts, things like that they can watch. As they do their sessions, their notes that go on through the internet that they can use to see if there's an association between what's going on with their life and their hit rate. And we've noticed that many, many times. A person starts getting involved in a divorce, for example, and their hit rate will go down dramatically. So these kinds of associations tend to be very personal. After initial training, you kind of understand the protocol, you understand the idea that you're getting information from somehow inside yourself, the information is coming through you about the future, you then really need to do, in my opinion, kind of the personal work of staying with it, watching yourself, watching how you're doing, intend to improve. And when you do your remote viewing session and then you get your feedback, so you see how well you're doing, that's the time when, in fact, you will be able to get hints on how to improve. And we see that happening all the time.
Is there an argument in favor, Marty, of starting real young? There's a feeling here that as children, the process of educating children, the process of daily life kind of destroys a lot of their native abilities or suppresses them. So if we start real early with our children, would that make it easier for them to develop these abilities or at least tap them?
I believe it would, and I wish we would do more of that. I wish there were places where the schools, elementary schools, would teach these whole ideas that consciousness is a thing you can actually look at, and you can really get access to even the future, you know, begin to talk at least about things like that. So I think it would be very valuable to do that. I don't really see our society being ready for that. That would be a very important indicator that we're making progress in educating our society.
I think the biggest problem in our society, especially in America, I think they're screwing up the curriculums of schools. They're worried about giving politically correct versions of things, whether we should even teach evolution. So I think teaching remote viewing or precognition or associative remote viewing is going to be real difficult.
And yet I think the vision of that clearly being on the path to what is a true paradigm shift, where remote viewing, precognition, telepathy, all of that is taken for granted and integrated in our society. It'll definitely be a very different society. And in that society, teaching about these things will happen naturally at a much younger age.
Conversely, how old is too old to learn these skills?
You're never too old to learn these skills.
Thank heavens.
In fact, I think there's something about the older people, if they can drop and if they have too many previous misconceptions, that they're just right for it because they're mellower, if you will. And I think that the older people could take to this quite well. In fact, we find a pretty good distribution. I've had kids as young as 12 or 13 come to workshops, and then, you know, the older folks, even older than us, you know, 80. I think I once had like an 85-year-old. There's, like everything else, there's a distribution. And everybody, you know, if you're inclined, you really can take to this, because what are you doing? You're using your own inner abilities to do something rather remarkable, rather mysterious, connect up with the future.
Well, it's one thing if you're older. It gives you something to do, something to expand your skills, and maybe you don't get quite as old quite as quickly.
I believe that. You know, this is so engaging, and I believe it's clear that if you're involved with something engaging, that's going to keep your mind and probably even help your body sharper.
All right. Well, you know, I'm almost tempted here. We're going to, in our next segment, discuss more of the mechanism of setting up this grand experiment to just see what kind of native abilities the listeners to the PowerCast have, and whether we could find some positive results. We're not going to prejudge it. You know, we tend to be a little skeptical here in the PowerCast. I'm not going to prejudge what's happening. Chris is not going to prejudge anything. Of course, Chris has already had positive experiences, so it's hardly likely that he would anyway. But we have a couple more segments to spend with Marty Rosenblatt, where we'll explain what we're all about and we'll give you information about the things he's been doing going forward. More to come with Gene and with Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your Ramage is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Marty Rosenblatt, and we're trying to set up the great experiment. This is the second time the Paracast has done this. Back in 2009, we did a remote viewing experiment with Dawes Smith, and it was successful. So now it's about 6 years later. We have Marty Rosenblatt joining us. He's engaged in remote viewing, precognition, all sorts of things, and he's connected with an organization that is called, I'm going to spell it out, the Applied Precognition Project. Now, here's what we have to do. If you want to participate, you have to sign up with our forums at forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com. And when you're there, check out the Paracast Plus, because we offer a special exclusive podcast called After the Paracast for members. We charge from $5 a month to $50 a year, $175 for 5 years. So you get that, the ad-free version of the Paracast. People who have said, can you get rid of those ads? That's the way to do it, plus.theparacast.com. And when you join the forum, we'll set up the mechanism with Marty, how we could engage in this great remote viewing experiment to see what happens, see what psychic powers our listeners have. This is no joke. We're going to try to do this as seriously as possible. And we'll continue to discuss it on this episode. Marty?
Yeah. What we actually could do, this is actually pretty exciting for me, what we could do is what is just the classic ARV experiment with what's called self-judging. So each person in your audience that wants to participate would do a remote viewing session. They would then judge their transcript. The result of the remote viewing session would be a transcript, typically one page, 2 pages. We would want them to spend more than, say, 10 minutes or so on it, because the objective would then be to compare that transcript versus 2 pictures and tell us which one they thought they got a psychic hit on based on it being a good comparison to the picture they're going to see in the future. And then they will then get online and put something as simple as picture one or picture two. Maybe we'll teach them how to rank them, which is what our members do. You know, maybe you and I will discuss and we'll discuss that separately to see if that's more than you want to do. But then we can basically tally it all up. And hopefully we will get a strong consensus one way or another, and that'll be our prediction.
We'll have more details on this over the weeks as we get this set up. As I said, Marty will be joining our forums and work it out and get input from our listeners. We have some of the smartest listeners of any radio show on the planet. Incredibly, incredibly smart, brilliant people in there. And we want you to join them, forum.theparacast.com, forum.theparacast.com, and let's see where we can take this, how far we can take this, and whether this experiment worked. I mean, there's no prejudging here. We could do this, and it's not going to work. I wouldn't be surprised one way or the other. But it would be nice to see what happens. Back to your singular experience, Chris O'Brien, was it ever repeated, or was it a one-off?
Just a one-off. I never... Except for finding keys or other lost objects, I don't remote view. But oftentimes when I picture in my mind the object, oftentimes I couldn't put a percentage on it. But there have been quite a number of times where I've pictured the object that I'm looking for in the place where it is. And I go there and I find it. And I think that this is fairly common. I think people... do this more than they probably even realize, that just picturing something oftentimes puts your cognition in the place of where this particular object, place, person or thing is. And that to me is a form of rudimentary remote viewing and precognition.
What about just remembering where you put it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, sometimes you didn't put it there. Sometimes you're looking for something that somebody else put down. There isn't always that personal connection between you, the action, and the result of the action in terms of where the object is. Sometimes, somebody sets down a screwdriver and you say, "Where's my screwdriver?" "I don't know. I put it down somewhere." And you picture it in your mind's eye and then, you know, go to that spot.
Now, this is a funny story. Back years ago when I was still married to Geneva, she read this in a book somewhere, and I don't remember the book, but I remember her talking about it, that you use certain keywords to jog your memory. So if you lost something, you're trying to find something, you say aloud or think the word reach, which has nothing to do with the toothbrushes my late brother invented, by the way. My brother Wally invented reach toothbrushes for Johnson & Johnson, just to let you know. But anyway, didn't help me any. My teeth are no better or worse as a result. But seriously, do keywords like that, Marty, jog one's memory or get them to concentrate in a certain way? What do you think?
Well, sure. I mean, this, again, all gets down to the way consciousness is put together. And the keywords will definitely invoke something which is very, really personal to that individual. Keywords obviously are different for different cultures, different subcultures. We use keywords in remote viewing all the time. Set aside, for example, is one where you try to get your consciousness to put something aside from the information coming from the future. So, yeah, keywords are big. Sometimes the collection of words can hurt you. One of the reasons we like to use pictures as opposed to say, why don't we just say team A, over and under. Do your viewers, I'm connecting this now with the sports prediction. I'm really excited about wanting to do that because we use pictures which would then be associated with predicting that that game will be over a certain number of points or under a certain number of points. We use two pictures because a tag word like over, a tag word like under, why don't we just say to people, give me your prediction about whether it's over. Well, what happens is these tag words, if they get used over and over again, get connected with things that you might believe inside your psyche. And we don't want that. We want something much more neutral, like a photograph. So,
right. It's like setting up a morphogenetic field in the Sheldrakean sense of everybody's kind of, if a lot of people are thinking about the same task, sometimes that morphogenic field can entrain participants to do the same thing,
like monkeys. On a larger scale, if people are pessimistic about the future, does that dictate what they do? And does that make things worse? So if people are really concerned about the economy, even if the economy is supposedly improving, wouldn't that make it worse? I guess part of it is just putting off purchases because you think things are going bad.
I believe that. Again, I come from a position where the consciousness is the most fundamental. And if you're hanging in pessimism, you are adding mostly to the pessimism of yourself, but you also have an incremental impact on the pessimism of all of society, since everything is connected.
Yeah, you're buying into it and strengthening
it. And contrary, in the other way, which is a positive other way, if you can get your mind to spend more time on the positive, I really believe that old, I blanked on his name, The Art of Positive Thinking. Who's the guy that did that many decades ago? He wrote kind of the first book on that.
Power of Positive Thinking. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
Marty Rosenblatt is here with Gene and Chris. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Now, skeptics will sometimes complain about so-called psychic abilities, Marty Rosenblatt, saying that when they try to reproduce it, say on a radio show, and this happened long time ago, years ago, on the late Long John Neville radio show. He was the pioneer talk radio host who dealt with paranormal subjects. Way before there was an Art Bell, there was a Long John Neville. Mm-hmm. And he'd bring on psychics there, or people who claimed to be psychic, and they would speak of negative vibes. They'd say, you know what, we can't perform here because the atmosphere is negative, because John was negative, his panel of people was negative. So is that really an issue that would be dealt with here?
Yes, and I wish I knew more specifically how to add much to that, but I do believe if, you know, you've got yourself in a place now where you're quiet and receiving, you know, you have to realize that you're in a receiving mode now. If you're feeling negative vibes, you should stop, because the negative vibes are just going to lead to negative results. It's almost like self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will, a kind of precognition, perhaps.
No. You don't know how refreshing it is, Marty, to hear a physicist use the word vibe.
Hey, I have a model of physics that's called the Psi Vibrational Model of Physics. If you guys really want, not, you know, some of your viewers really want to get into that, you can Google that. That's on another website, p-i-a.com, where I write about a lot of this stuff. But I happen to think vibrations are the key to everything.
Everything has got a vibratory rate to it.
Exactly. And even the physicists are now talking about the vibrational models of the smallest elements in nature that they can find.
Right.
Yes, I'm a biggie with vibrations.
The God particle.
We're listening to the Beach Boys sing Good Vibrations.
Yeah, you must have found my website. That's on the website. That is the song I used. Why don't you give them that URL? The fact that you use that,
she's giving me excitations.
Did that just come out random? I'm excited that you came up with that. Let me.
Well, it was kind of a no brain leap there.
Yeah, I guess so. But I put that on the website. Okay, let me see if I can.
Oh, there's several buzzwords that scientists, they start breaking out in hives when they hear words like energy and vibe and words like that. They're so, you know, general and just kind of new agey, really, pop culture-ish.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
I found
it. I love the theremin. on that song. I remember when I first
Are you hearing it? Okay, that's the link. Here's
We can't play the song without licensing, so don't play it. Yep, stop.
I don't know how to turn it off here.
Close the site.
Okay.
Can I sing it though? Can I hum a few bars?
You can hum like up to 30 seconds.
Okay.
Really?
That's interesting. But here.
Otherwise, what's going to happen is Mike Love of the Beach Boys is going to come down and beat up Chris O'Brien if we don't pay them. Because he's a nasty guy here because, you know, he's always suing the other Beach Boys.
No, but he does TM. He can't be too nasty.
He does nasty TM then.
Don't just go to p-i-a.com. There's a place there where they'll see all the magazines, and it's issue 32.
Okay. Well, when we get you on the forum, Marty, we'll have you set up the protocols for the experiment, give people a list of step-by-step instructions on how to participate, and then we'll go ahead and we'll start accepting predictions and precog ideas from our listeners. And we'll, in the meantime, come up with a good a good sample idea to go ahead and throw out for everybody to become involved with and participate with. I like the idea of the final four.
Yeah, that will be fun. That'll set our timing. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah. This will be one of our most fascinating sessions ever with the Paracast. The fact that we're going to involve you listeners in demonstrating whether you have ability. And if you don't think you do, try it anyway. There's nothing to lose.
Yep.
But let's see what happens. Let's see how many people get it right. Really fascinated, because we're not checking Marty Rosenblatt's abilities. We're checking yours.
Yeah.
If anyone out there can do something.
Inner psychic lurking about, waiting to be released.
You said inner psycho? What did you say, Chris?
Inner psyche.
Oh, excuse me. Inner psyche.
Yeah. And I don't wear a blue turban, and I do not speak in a Hindi accent. Yes, no? Maybe I should put on the blue turban and become the great Pia Medini, psychic extraordinaire.
Yes, now, no? My response is what we call in the business twisting in the wind. We're going to let Chris keep going until he feels embarrassed.
But you must put your brain in the pool before you can make your prediction.
You know, right now, every Indian listener to the Paracast is going to be complaining.
Well, how about Prophet Yahweh? Remember him? He'd predict when UFOs would show up and then have all the news media there, and then somebody would release balloons a few blocks away and... Hey, there it is. Prophet Yahweh. I wonder what ever happened to him, Gene.
He said, go away, Yahweh.
You go Yahweh, I'll go my way.
What can I tell you? All right, let's remind you again how to do this, because we're just about ready to wrap up. Go to forum.theparacast.com. If you're not a member, and we've got thousands of members, if you're not a member, you sign up. It's free. You just answer a couple of quick questions. Give yourself a username. It can be, I'd rather it not be your email address, because that way everybody knows your email address. You know, you can invent a username. It doesn't have to be your real name. And, you know, this way you can keep yourself private if you want. Join the forum. It's free. And then we'll set up some topic threads where you could post this. And it's going to take a few days. Hopefully by the time you hear this show, we'll have worked things out with Marty Rosenblatt. We will induce him or persuade him to join the forum and explain the methodology. So we know what it's all about. We can talk about it back and forth, see how it works, and we'll keep the listeners posted on the show, and specifically more in the After the Paracast podcast. Okay, we'll talk about it more there than here. And that's an inducement, because we want you to join the Paracast Plus. I'll tell you how in a moment. But right now, Marty Rosenblatt, would you tell our listeners, if they want to learn more about the things that you're doing, where can they check you out?
Yes. If you go to appliedprecog.com, there's just a wealth of information there. And, for example, you can see the examples of associative remote viewing. You get descriptions of that. So I suggest starting there. AppliedPrecog.com. As simple as that. I'm looking forward to working with you guys and making this prediction. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You can check us out on Twitter, by the way. We're known as The Paracast. Go to Twitter and follow The Paracast, and we may even follow you. On Facebook, there are two Paracast fan clubs. Don't get me started about how that turned out to be two, but we'll do our best. We like to give away things that are free, so here's what's be free this week. If you join the Paracast newsletter, sign up for it at theparacast.com. We'll get you a copy of Secrets of the Mysterious Valley by Chris O'Brien. Now, here's another book to give away. We're going to give away copies of Stalking the Tricksters. This is the trend-setting, paradigm-changing book that Chris wrote. We have the ebook version to give away. You have to sign up for a one-year membership or longer at the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, the ad-free version of the show, video content coming. If you subscribe for 1 year or 5 years, we email you a copy of Stalking the Tricksters from Christopher O'Brien. He's giving away that free of charge. Thanks, Chris. His site is OurStrangePlanet.com, by the way. OurStrangePlanet.com, where you can check out his books and DVDs. Marty Rosenblatt, it's been a blast. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.